This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. We're going to do the announcements before, inshallah, because after Jummah, we're going to be holding a fundraiser appeal for Morocco and Libya for the earthquakes and floods that happened in Morocco and Libya, inshallah. So stick around after Jummah for that as we raise money for there. Tonight, we have the Timeless Treasures program. It's a new program starting after Aisha. It's always the third Friday of every month where Sheikh Fakih is going to go through different stories from Islamic history. So tonight's going to be the first session for that. Also, Aisha is at 8:45 p.m. now, so we'll start after prayer, which is at 8:45. So bring your family tonight. We have a bunch of other events that go on every Friday night. You have the Boyhood to Manhood program for the boys. There's different programs. There's child daycare, and we'll have the sugar and coffee open as well. So just bring the family out. There's sports, badminton, basketball outside, and then we'll end with the program. The Light Art VR, the virtual reality, is going to be having its last day tomorrow. So if you weren't able to experience that VR that they had at the Delta Fair. They're going to bring it again in the Nassim Hall. It's $5 for kids and $10 for adults. So that'll be tomorrow between Maghrib and Isha. So Saturday, Maghrib and Isha will be the last time for that. And then lastly, we're going to be starting a new part-time Quran memorization program. That's going to be starting on Monday, September 25th. The registration is going to start tomorrow for that. And then we'll send out all the details that you need as far as if you're interested in it. It'll be happening Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., starting on Monday, September 25th, inshallah. Jazakallah khair.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصدق
إن الحمد لله أحمده وأستعينه وأستغفره وأستهديه وأعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من بين خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح لهذه الأمة وكشف الله تعالى به الغمة صلوات الله وسلامه عليه يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد My dear brothers and sisters, with the moral ecology in the United States of America and in the world in general changing, and with the European culture and cultures becoming more and more dominant and adopted by many modern societies, and with everyone going towards choosing the life of isolation, living by themselves, and with the rise of individualism, we see many challenges facing us at the individual level. Individualism that focuses on the individual's success and the individual's prosperity and the individual's dreams. On the long run, it's destroying the individual. So every now and then we hear about, well, actually, on a regular, on a daily basis, actually, if you follow the news, if you're in tune with what is happening, you'll see how that is impacting individuals. And we see the rise of many social ills. And one of the subjects that we, inshallah ta'ala, have been talking about, Sheikh Yasser talked about it, we will, inshallah ta'ala, also address it soon, is the rise of self-harm, the worst form of which is a completed suicide. And though that's not my topic today, but I just wanted to show you that heading in that direction is really not healthy for anyone, including the individual. Now, Islam, on the other hand, promotes a life of community. It promotes togetherness. It promotes, we are social beings. It promotes that we come together as families, as communities. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to be part of an ummah, a global community, global society. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to emphasize the importance of this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talks about what a Muslim community is supposed to be like. So today, that's what I want to focus on. What a Muslim community is supposed to be like. You see, a lot of people don't realize that when you live for yourself, that life is not really, doesn't give you much fulfillment. For a while, you're preoccupied with being very productive, accomplishing your dreams, but then when you finally reach your goals, you find out that it's an empty life. It doesn't satisfy you. And I may have shared with you some time ago of a research conducted by the School of Business at Harvard University, where the experiment basically was to give a bunch of participants, to give them $20 gift certificate. And then they divided them into two groups. One group, they told them, you should spend this on yourself. Go buy yourself a slushie, go buy yourself a frappuccino, your favorite drink, go get whatever meal you can afford with it. Just go and spoil yourself, go. You can spend it all at once. And then before they gave them these gift certificates, they actually interviewed them. They had with them psychologists and experts. They interviewed them to measure their level of excitement and their level of happiness. And then they told them about the gift certificate. So they didn't tell them right away. Obviously, they were more excited. And then they told them to go ahead and spend it for participating in this survey or this study. The other group, on the other hand, they did the same thing with them. They measured their level of contentment, happiness, and satisfaction that morning or that day. And then they told them, when they ended that, at the end of that interview, here's a $20 gift certificate. You are strictly advised and ordered supposed to, you're required to actually not spend any of it on yourself. Go do something with it for someone else. A friend, a classmate, one of your professors, one of your teachers, a family member, a homeless person, doesn't matter, any person. Spend it on anyone other than yourself. For all I care, you can go to the store, give them the gift certificate, and said, treat with this, the next whatever amount of customers you can treat with this. Whatever you want to do, but to make sure that you don't spend it on yourself. And then they told all of them to come back the next day. And then when they came back the next day,
They interviewed them again, each one. And they concluded that those who did with whatever they had something for someone else reported higher levels of contentment, joy, and happiness. And they had actually better days or nights. They slept better, they felt better. The next day, their energy level was much higher. As opposed to those who actually spend the $20 on themselves, where, and they looked at another thing. They looked at the level of happiness. How many of these individuals reported to be happier before, and then whether that level of happiness stayed the same, increased or decreased. And in the cases of those individuals that actually spent money on themselves, their level of joy or happiness either stayed the same or dropped. Generally speaking, obviously, there are some. They concluded that money can buy you happiness, but that happiness doesn't come from you doing things for yourself only. Obviously, you have to take care of yourself and take care of your needs. But that you're going to get higher levels of contentment, satisfaction, and happiness when you do things for others. The question here, how are you going to do things for others if you don't feel the togetherness, if you don't feel that you belong, if you don't feel that you have something in common, if you don't have a sense of community or family? And that is why in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran emphasizes. And if you look, for instance, at how most of the commandments, if not all of them, acts of worship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses us collectively as a community, as a group. Pray together. Jama'ah is emphasized. You see, many of us think that it's optional. I'll go whenever it's convenient, or whenever I feel like it, or whenever I want to socialize, or whenever there's something interesting before or after. And we do not realize that it's actually, if you think about it, it's actually a collective obligation. Now imagine, you see, for something to be optional, that means none of us have to do it. So imagine a day where none of us decide to come to the masjid because it's optional. And only the person that calls the adhan or the leads the salah is here. And everybody else opts out. They're like, well, it's optional. I don't feel like going today. And imagine that day being 2 days or 3 days or 4 days. Remember how emotional we were. How some of us had tears in our eyes. How devastated we were the day we made the announcement that the masjid is going to be closed and that we're not going to have jama'ah prayers in our musalla, in the old masjid, because of the restrictions, and how devastated we were, and how desperately we wanted that to end so that we can go to the masjid. Because we lost the option, we lost the access to it. It wasn't that necessarily we felt like we had to. Most people didn't think that they had to. But still, the fact that we just lost the option to go whenever we wanted to was devastating. Some of our youth were asking me the other day, and we were talking about it, and they were amazed by the fact that the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever a person misses Salat al-Jama'ah, not the Salah itself, no, Salat al-Jama'ah, praying in the congregation, they would pray Dhuhr or Asr on time. And they may even come to the masjid and pray in the masjid, but they miss Salat al-Jama'ah. That person, the Sahaba, will give that person condolences and express their sympathy for 3 days as if that individual was lost a loved one. For 3 days. That person, that's how depressed and how sad that individual would be. They missed it. Why? Because they understood the importance of jama'ah. The Prophet ﷺ emphasized on this, the fact that you have to come together.
We have to come together. Same thing. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have made the fasting of a month out of a year something that you do at your leisure or your convenience. Just fast one full month a year. A month of your choice. But no. It's one specific month. We all fast together. We all break our fast together. We all celebrate that accomplishment together on the day of Eid. To build that sense of community and ummah. That in spite of the various, and these are individuals, remember that this particular concept worked with a society that was a tribal society. Everybody just cared about their own tribes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. We made you into people, into different peoples, and into different tribes, so that you would come to get to know each other. لِتَعَارَفُوا. It's for identification purpose, to get to know one another. Not to divide. And religion will bring you together. Iman will bring you together. Iman will make you one ummah. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ وَأَنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً. You're one nation. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. The believers are all one brotherhood. You're all one thing. All these things that you identify yourselves with, your color, your ethnicity, all of these things, the diversity within you is something to be celebrated, but not something that should divide you. If your commitment to your iman is true. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith says, I'm just going to share with you a few hadith, the famous hadith that we talked about, and I think it should be the motto of our community here. We have to, ya jama'a wallahi, we have to commit ourselves to this concept, to this example. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, the example of the believers, فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ, in their love for one another, love. In their love for one another, وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ, and in their compassion or their care for each other. وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ, and in their sympathy or empathy towards one another. It's talking about feelings. It talks about emotions. It talks about care. The example of the believers and their love for one another. Not just claim of love. Oh yeah, I love Muslims. The Prophet says, وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ, and in their compassion or care for one another. تَرَاحُمْ here doesn't mean that you just feel sorry for the person. But you feel like you're compelled to express that sorrow or that in a form of caring for the individual. وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ, sympathy and understanding of one another. I know what you feel. Your pain is my pain. Your suffering is my suffering. Your sadness is my sadness. We mourn together and we celebrate together. كَمَثَلِ الْجَسَدِ, it's like the example of a body. One body. إِذَا اشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عُضُ, if one part of that body aches, whether it be on the left side, the right side, in the center, whatever it may be, if any part of it aches, any portion, be it small or big, تَدَعَى لَهُ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ, the rest of the body responds. بِالسَّهَرِ وَالْحُمَّةِ, sleeplessness and fever. And many of you here present, you know how that feels like. We all know how it feels because we're all good. And some of us know more how that happens. So that analogy, I just want us to really go and reflect on that. Where none of your body parts say, well, I have nothing to do with that other part. Why should I suffer? No. The whole body responds. In another narration, and this is what experts in community building say, that when it comes to community, When it comes to community, it takes building. They say you have to build it. And by the way, even virtual communities, you have to, one, build it. Two, you have to maintain it. Three, you have to expand it. There has to be growth. Three things. You have to establish it or build it, structure, build it. Two, you have to maintain it, take care of, just like you would maintain a building. Three, you have to expand it. You have to make it bigger. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, "Al-mu'minu lil-mu'mini kal-bunyan." The believer, in terms of his relationship with the other believer, the person sitting next to you, the person sitting behind you, the person who parked next to you, the person that you parked next to, the person that when you step out, you run into. Al-mu'minu lil-mu'mini kal-bunyan. They're like one building made of a brick. Each person is a brick in that building. يَشُدُّ بَعْضُهُ بَعْضًا. Each brick supports the other. They're connected. وَشَبَّكَ بَيْنَ أَصَابِعِهِ. The Sahaba said the Prophet ﷺ did this. This is what we should be like. This right here. What I'm doing right now. وَشَبَّكَ بَيْنَ أَصَابِعِهِ. Like this. You're supposed to be your brother's keeper. You're supposed to be your sister's keeper. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Believing men and believing women, the true believers. Allah Azza wa Jalla told the Sahaba, بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. Each is the ally and the supporter of the other. An ally and a supporter is someone that you can rely on, to depend upon, protects you, advocates for you, cares for you if you need them, celebrates with you. That's what allies do. They have a bond. They have a connection. يَشُدُّ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And Allah tells us what it takes to maintain that. They enjoin what is good and they forbid what is evil. And they obey Allah and His Messenger. That's the example of the believers. And Allah Azza wa Jalla warned the believers of the toxic elements within their society. The hypocrites. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, as for the hypocrites, al-munafiquna wal-munafiqat, that the hypocrite men and the hypocrite women who are not true in their belief, they are friends and allies of each other. They enjoin evil and they forbid good. Whenever there's something good, whenever there's a good cause, they will speak against it, they will discourage each other from participating in it. And whenever there's evil, division, hatred, animosity, war, conflict, you will find them there. They thrive. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَنَسِيَهُمْ. These individuals, they forget Allah and Allah Azza wa Jalla forgets them. They're not part of you. The last hadith that I want to share, and there is a long list of hadith, is when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, none of you is a true believer. Because we might want to ask ourselves, okay, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that believers are one brotherhood, and if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that believers, true believers, they're like one body. They're a community, they feel for one another, they care for each other. Then how can I make sure that I am a true believer? What is the indication? What signs? How can I become a true believer? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives us in one of the hadith, and I'll just give you this one hadith, something that we need to work on, inshallah ta'ala. The Prophet says, none of you is a true believer. لا يؤمن أحدكم. None of you will be a true believer. حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ. Until that person loves for his brother what he loves for himself. The day you find yourself loving for your brothers what you love for yourself, wanting for them what you want for yourself, not wanting what they have, no, you want for them what you have, the good that you have. As much as you'd want it for yourself. You're happy for them.
If someone has something that you don't have, that you would have loved to have, you will be happy for them. You will be as happy for them as you would have been for yourself. And you will have no jealousy in your heart. You'll be so happy for them. You'll make dua for them that Allah blesses them. MashaAllah, mabruk, barakallahu lak. Beautiful. The day that happens, when you love for others, for the believers, what you love for yourself, you know that inshaAllah ta'ala, that's a very clear sign that you are a true believer. If someone comes to me and says, well, what if I'm not feeling that? What if I'm not there yet? Then you need to work on it. We need to work on it. We need to work on the iman. We need to work on the bond. لا يؤمن أحدكم. None of you is a true believer. حتى يحب لأخي ما يحب لنفسه. Till you love for your brother what you love for yourself. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you and I of those who are true in their faith to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول هذا الذي سمعتم واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, you all know our brothers, our sisters, this part of our ummah that is so dear to our hearts in the northern African region and in the western region of the Muslim world was devastated. Two very tragic events took place, one in Morocco and the other one was in Libya. Today we, inshallah ta'ala, are going to dedicate the funds that we're going to be collecting after Salah, inshallah azza wa jal, for the relief efforts in those areas. And we ask Allah azza wa jal, and we pray for those who perished in these two unfortunate events. We ask Allah azza wa jal that Allah azza wa jal showers them with mercy, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises their ranks, that Allah azza wa jal would welcome them with the martyrs, مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. And our hearts go out to, and we pray for the families or the individuals within our community who lost loved ones. Some of our community members, you know, lost multiple members. There is a brother that lost more than, you know, almost close to three dozens of family members. And there's another brother that lost two dozens of relatives and extended family members in Libya because of the flooding. So to them we say, أحسن الله عزاءكم وأعظم الله لكم الأجر لله ما أعطى وله ما أخذ وكل شيء عنده بأجل. And know that these things, when they happen to the believers, when they happen to the righteous people, they are a rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal will raise their ranks. They will be in better places. There will be no more pain or suffering for them. And they will be welcomed in a company or in a place better than the place that they left behind. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward them. As for those who were devastated by the loss of their homes or they were injured, we ask Allah to grant them a speedy recovery. The true test right now is for those who remained, those who survived, and those who are like ourselves, those who are capable of doing something or helping. And it doesn't take much, my dear brothers and sisters. We're sitting here, alhamdulillah, safe and everything, and Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us. The least we can do is that we contribute and we give. And that we donate, inshallah ta'ala, generously. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of you. So inshallah, right after the salah, bi-idhnillahi azza wa jal, we'll have an active fundraiser to collect funds, inshallah, on behalf of the entire community, inshallah ta'ala. This is a citywide effort, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So as a community, we want to send together. We want to send, inshallah, a message of support and love for our brothers and sisters who were devastated by these events. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والسلامة من كل إثم والغنيمة من كل بر والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم اغفر لإخواننا الذين ماتوا اللهم اغفر لإخواننا الذين أصيبوا في هذه الحوادث يا رب العالمين في ليبيا
وفي المغرب وفي سائر بلاد المسلمين. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم وأكرم نزلهم ووسع مدخلهم واغسلهم بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقهم من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم لا تحرمنا أجرهم ولا تفتنا بعدهم واغفر اللهم لنا ولهم. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وكبيرنا وصغيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيي على الإسلام ومن توفيته فتوفه على الإيمان يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجمع كلمة المسلمين وألف بين قلوبهم يا رحمن يا رحيم. اللهم أبرم لأمتي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أمر رشد يعز فيه أهل الطاعة ويهدى فيه أهل المعصية ويؤمر فيه بالمعروف وينهى فيه عن المنكر يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم احرسنا والمسلمين بعينك التي لا تنام، واحفظنا بركنك الذي لا يرام، وارحمنا بقدرتك علينا، ولا تهلكنا وأنت رجاؤنا، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. عباد الله، الله سبحانه وتعالى commands us to send our salutations to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. الله عز وجل says يا أيها الذين آمنوا أو you who believe صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آله وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آله وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استووا استقيموا واعتدلوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع، ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما، قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم،
مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. اللهم اجعل السلام. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to start to raise funds inshallah for our brothers and sisters. Just to give you an idea, many of us may not be really aware of some of the details of what happened. Imagine when the dams collapsed. When the first dam collapsed and then the second dam in the historic city of Derna, actually this massive wall of water is coming, tidal waves, pretty much imagine a massive tsunami and washed everything in its path, everything. Buildings, entire high-rise buildings disappeared. You know, some people were talking about how the graveyard that had bodies of the Sahaba radwanullahi alayhim, the entire graveyard disappeared. It washed everything and it took it all into the Mediterranean. There are families that were all gone. None of them is spared. There are individuals that lived, you know, maybe an entire family. Imagine when the entire family is gone, nobody's gonna know who's missing and who's not, because there is no one there to claim anyone. Their bodies, many of these bodies will not be recovered because they were washed into the Mediterranean. There are individuals that are left behind, orphans, injured people in Libya and in Morocco. That, you know, famous kid right now, everybody wants to adopt him in the world because he lost every member of his family. Another kid was asked as he was leaving, as after they pulled him from beneath the rebels, they asked him, who do you have left? He said, Allah. No one else. So inshallah azza wa jal, we're going to start bi-idhnillahi azza wa jal. I'm looking for a person inshallah who can donate $10,000 inshallah ta'ala for this. Do we have anyone here with $10,000? يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ. Anyone here upstairs, downstairs? Okay, 5,000.
Anyone here with $5,000 that would like to donate $5,000? Again, all of these funds, we're just going to make sure that we deliver it. $3,000. Can I get 10 people with $3,000 each? 10 people with $3,000, inshallah. Two. Anyone here would like to, inshallah, give us $2,000, inshallah, azza wa jal? Again, we're going to collect the funds. Okay, I think we should all do at least $1,000. So can I get 40 hands, inshallah, $1,000? 1,000. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7, 8, 9, inshallah, 10. I need 30 more, inshallah ta'ala, and we'll call it a day. And if you want to do 5,000, 4,000, mashallah, takbir. Mashallah, Allahu Akbar. If you want to do any amount in between, even a dollar will, inshallah ta'ala, make a difference. The idea is, inshallah ta'ala, to take care of as many people as we can, bi'idhnillah, send aid. And if there's, our focus, inshallah, to be to care for those children who are left behind with no one to take care of them, inshallah, azza wa jal. So can I get, inshallah ta'ala, more hands? Inshallah, 1,000, yuwaffa ilaykum wa antum la tudlamu. May Allah azza wa jal bless you and reward you. Takbir, I need 5 more hands, inshallah, with 1,000. 5 more hands, upstairs, downstairs, anywhere. Inshallah. Okay, 4, down to 3. 3 more. Last 2, inshallah, last 2 spots. Okay, can I, takbir, 1 more, inshallah, 1 more. 1 last, okay. Can I get 10 people with 500, inshallah? 500 for this cause, bi'idhnillah. We're trying to make sure, takbir, I need 8 more hands, inshallah. We want to make sure that 100% of whatever we collect today is going to reach them, inshallah, azza wa jal. I need 8 hands, 8, 500. Takbir, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and accept from you. Can I get 7 people, inshallah, 7 more, 500 each, 7? 7 more, 500 each? Okay, any other amount that you would like to do, bi'idhnillah ta'ala, please? Okay, there are boxes that all the boxes are going to be dedicated for this. Samir, what else do we have? Okay, here. Brother Samir is going to explain for those who want to use their credit card or do online donation. I believe we do have a link. Samir, catch. MashaAllah. Go for it.
Assalamu alaikum. Watch. Inshallah, we have the Mohit. Laith, if you're in there, if you could put the QR code on the screen, inshallah. There's a QR code you can scan, but you could also go to the Mohit kiosks and then select the relief efforts, and it'll be able to donate any amount you could. It's on the screen right now, so if you point your cameras at the screen, it'll send you to the link, and you can click on there and donate whatever you can, inshallah. It's also been sent out in the newsletter and our text notification, so you'll be able to find that link everywhere. Jazakallah khair.
Assalamu alaikum.